Namaste and welcome. Thank you for letting me guide you for this higher self meditation where I can illuminate your soul and expand your heart so you can connect to your higher self and all that is. Please make sure that you are completely comfortable and that you will not be disturbed for the duration of this session. This allows for maximum relaxation and connection to your higher self. To relax, we breathe deeply and activate our senses. So let's breathe 3 big breaths together now. Each breath taking you closer to creative intelligence. 1. Inhaling as fully as you can. Expanding your lungs and belly, holding it for a moment and exhale. 2. Inhale, feeling relaxing sensation encompassing your body. Hold it and exhale. Three, inhaling as much as you can, feeling great power through oxygenation. Hold it to soak it in it and exhale. Now relax, allowing your eyes to gently close, taking your sense of vision away. And begin to focus on all the sounds around you. Perhaps you can only hear this recording and music in the headphones, or perhaps there are sounds you can also hear in your surroundings. Just notice everything. Good. Now stop listening to the sounds and begin to focus on the sensation in your body. What are your fingertips touching right now? Notice how the palms of your hands feel. What are your feet touching? Notice how the soles of your feet feel. Become aware of your head and notice how your scalp feels. Can you sense how extremely powerful your brain is? How about your mind? Can you become aware of your mind? How big is your mind? Our mind is our imagination, right? Our ability to imagine is boundless, limitless. So the mind does not have any limits whatsoever. You can literally use the great power of your creative imagination to experience quantum dimensions. Stay there. I'm going to count now from 10 to 1. And with each number I say, you will float along the timeline of your past, just observing all the moments of your life pass by without involving any emotions. You are floating along this timeline of your life all the way to your birth and making your way back to soul level, where you can communicate with your higher self, or also known as quantum self. So I'm going to start counting. 10. Letting your mind begin to drift back in time. What were you doing this morning, yesterday, last week, last month? I'll give you some time to think. going down to 9. See now what you were doing last year. Floating back along your timeline, 5 years go by, then 10 years. I give you a few minutes. Going down to 7. You drift all the way to your school days. See moments flash by when you were a teenager. Six, drifting through your childhood, see the places you lived during these times. Any memory that comes, just let them pass by. Five, you are seeing things from when you were very, very young. Perhaps they are all real accounts of memories you had, or maybe you can just see stories you were told about your early childhood. Just take a moment and think about it. Four, you can see you are a baby now, just learning to walk. See these moments as clearly as you can. Three, you are a very tiny baby now, before you could even walk. See people caring for you. Observe any colors or sounds you may notice from this time. too. Now you are in your mother's womb, safe and warm. It's quiet in there, and you feel wanted in the world outside of your mother. I'll give you a moment to think about it. One, now you are only but a spark of life, a light, a source in your mother, sent from your heavenly father. And zero, you are passing through back into the spiritual dimension, the place of unlimited awareness. Observe whatever you are experiencing right now. You sense a presence that is pure and beautiful. It is the most intelligent presence you've ever felt. This presence is your spirit. It's your soul. It's your higher self. Notice the qualities of this existence. What is it like? Allow for a moment of stillness now. This higher self has been waiting a long time for you to come to this moment where you can connect and learn. What form does this higher knowledge take on this moment? What do they look like? Notice every detail and quality about this quantum being that you can. Your higher self is excited that you are here and listening. The first bit of knowledge this spirit offers is about you in your human form, giving you insight about something you need to know. Now open yourself up completely to anything you need to learn about this current human incarnation you are experiencing. And listen. Listen with an open mind, allowing anything into your mind that needs to present itself. Put your hands over your heart and listen. You will get an answer. Good. Now any messages, any picture, anything you received right now, right here, you remember for the rest of your human life. This is a very important moment with your total soul consciousness. You may hear messages in the form of words, or you may just have a feeling. Whatever you experience is perfectly fine. This is your intuition. Allow your intuition to speak with you. good. This moment you are spending with your intuition is void of any fears. Fear cannot exist when spirit is present. Remember this. So without any burden of fear, ask this all-knowing higher knowledge, whatever you need to, or anything that comes to mind. Say to your higher self now, how can my human incarnation carry out my soul's purpose? I will repeat. How can my human incarnation carry out my soul's purpose? And listen. You can ask any question you like. Take a moment. Incarnation as life on earth is a learning experience, kind of like school. I call it earth school, and so do others. So ask the spirit, ask your soul, your higher self now, anything you need to know or do as a student in human form. Listen now very closely, because any message you receive are very important. Okay? So as you spend this time together with your higher self, you are completely rejuvenated. Your mind automatically sorts through any problem with ease and clarity. Earth is a chance for us to solve any and all problems so that we can fully experience pure paradise. Ask your higher self now anything that comes to mind and listen very closely. Give you a few minutes. Now there are seven messages that God, the Creator, Source, your higher self has for you right now. So as they say each of these things to you, sit with the message and allow yourself to make of it what you will. Listen carefully. you were created from God, and you will go back to Him. So always put God first in your life. Don't put people first. Love God with all your heart and soul. Because God says you have special gifts. He says that He can help you so you find and live your life purpose, but only with your will. Only if you let go and surrender to Him. You can turn the negatives into positives. The power is in your hands. Live and let others live. Don't judge. Live as it was your last day on earth, because one day it will be your last day. Remember to make time for playing, joy, love each other, pray for each other, help each other. Meditate as much as you can and pray to God as much as you can. Praise Him, because He's the one He created you. Respect people, but most importantly, respect yourself. And always, always, always love yourself first. Good. Now you are going to merge fully and completely with your higher self, bringing you full access to your intuition during every moment of your human life. Allow yourself to connect completely with your higher self, becoming a powerful force, never separating again. You are now one with your intuition, one with God, one with your higher self that guides you while you are in a human form, knowing that human form is only temporary. Ask your intuition anything you want and listen with great respect. You are now one with your higher self, whole and complete, able to access infinite intuition, infinite knowledge at any moment of your physical incarnation. Sit for a moment and really experience the sensation of wholeness, of existence. Expand your consciousness. Good. Now we are going to travel to an experience in a past life that will allow you to clear anything that could be holding you back in your present life. So begin to float along your timeline again. And I will count down from 5, and with each number I say, you get closer and closer to a past life that you need to witness, a past life that will allow you to release any limitations. Five, drifting and floating along your timeline. 4, Three, two, allowing for your mind to bring you into a past life now. 1, you are now in a past life. Gaze around and see what you notice. 2. It appears that this past life is one that allows you to release anything that's holding you back, removing any blocks you may have, whatever comes up for you, just open yourself to it. 3. Look down at your feet. What do they look like? Your shoes, old school, see the color of your shoes, see your surroundings, where are you? Notice the details of where you are and what you are supposed to notice here. Sense what kind of person you are in this past life experience. What kind of clothes do you wear? What kind of people do you know? How do you feel in this body? Are you a female or a male? You see that you are going to a place, perhaps an event or ceremony, to remove any blocks you may have. See this day happen. There are important people here, those that greatly support you. See the special thing that takes place, allowing for any limitation to be freed. Feel in your body the sensations of all blockages dissipating, disappearing. Notice how you feel each time something more releases during this special ceremony. You have been waiting for this day for so long. And the others attending this ceremony are also spirits incarnating in this vision to congratulate you on this advancement into complete freedom. The spirits in this experience are people you know now, people you have known, and people you will know along your human life. They are pure spirit. see yourself celebrating this freedom, setting yourself free. See your body glowing with beautiful energy once you are fully freed. Good. You have completed this spiritual ceremony through this amazing past life experience. You are completely unblocked and you feel more free than you ever have. Your spirit is free. Let your mind leave that ceremony, being happy of the experience you had there. Let your mind float and drift, bringing into your imagination the thought of a beautiful beach. You are walking through the white sand, and it's so soft and warm under your feet. Small waves are lapping against the shore, and as you walk, you see things in the sand like colorful shells and pieces of rock and your own footprints. You notice a piece of driftwood that is a perfect size for riding in the sand with. So pick it up and go to where the sand is wet with seawater. Begin to write your name in the sand. And notice the sounds the stick makes as you scratch it through the sand. Now step back from your name and look at it. You notice a small wave comes and partially washes away one letter from your name, also washing away any fears. And another comes and washes one letter of your name, washing away anything that brings you anxiety. And another after another, until your name is so washed away by the waves and completely washing away your worries, your insecurities, any limiting beliefs, any blocks, any worries, any fears, everything that doesn't serve you, until all you can see is ripples in the sand where your name used to be. And you continue your walk along this beautiful beach, noticing the temperature of the weather and perhaps the sun on your skin or a nice breeze passing by. Maybe you can hear the waves lapping against the shore and some seabirds flying overhead. As you walk a little further, you see a nice chair and you sit down to take a rest and gaze out into the beautiful blue ocean. Notice the horizon and how the ocean meets the sky. As you look out into the most beautiful scene you ever witnessed, you notice a small white cloud brewing on the whole horizon, and it's coming towards you. When this cloud gets closer, you notice that this cloud is very intelligent. This is the cloud of infinite knowledge. Any questions that you have, begin to blow them out towards this cloud. And watch that as you blow anything that you desire to know, the cloud grows darker and heavy with rain. Continue blowing, allowing for the cloud of knowledge to soak up anything you ponder. It becomes heavy with the rain and begins to pour down a warm and gentle storm of purified insight upon the beach. This beautiful rainstorm is filling you with infinite knowledge, and it's washing away all your fears and worries. Enjoy this storm now and soak in boundless, infinite intelligence. You have had incredible experience today, one that will last you for your entire life. We are going to come back now to wakeful awareness, bringing back all that you have learned today with you. One, coming back. Two, feeling good. Three, feeling strong. Four, feeling complete. Five, feeling whole. Seven, feeling wiser. Eight, good coming back now. 9, almost here. 10, aligned with your higher self, feeling happy, relaxed, and energized. We are going to end this meditation. With the higher self affirmations. I am in tune with my higher self and with the world around me. Repeat. I am open and receptive to insights from my higher self. Repeat. I now know that I and my higher self are in charge of my destiny. Repeat. I'm always connected to an unbreakable link connecting me to my higher self. Repeat. Goodness, beauty, and joy resonate with my soul. I am at one with them. I am at one with God. I am at one with all that is. Repeat. My higher self is within me. My higher self is guiding me. Repeat. And last one. I am my higher self. God is within me. Spirit is within me. Spirit is guiding me. I am the source. I am one with all that is. I am divine. I am whole and complete. I'm in tune with my higher self. And so it is. It's done. Thank you, Lord. Amen.